Now, during the pandemic, many art events have had to make their way online, which has created an opportunity to make events more accessible in some ways. So today we're going to be chatting with the Peak Arts and Disability Organisation in New South Wales, Accessible Arts, about their top tips for making online art events accessible and inclusive for all people. We are joined now by Liz Martin, the Arts Development and Training Manager at Accessible Arts. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So when we're talking about making art events, or online art events rather, accessible, what are some examples of ways we can do that?
Things like using the captioning features, audio description, where you have a an audio description of what's happening, so that if someone's vision impaired, they have a sense of what's happening. And of course, Auslan interpreting. They would be some really obvious things that you can do. But then there's also really cheap things you can think about too. That might be just considering the format you're using. How accessible is that to various people? You might be considering how long the event is. Whether you're going to have breaks. Those sorts of things. There's lots of ways that you can make your events accessible that are affordable to do as well, that aren't going to cost a lot of money. But it's really considering it, keeping it in mind and putting it, it's really a responsibility we all have, as individuals and also as organizations and companies, to consider access.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a right.
It is, certainly. Yeah.
And one of the examples of an accessible event, which I thought was really interesting, was last week I was watching the First Nations Awards hosted by the Australian Council for the Arts, and I was really quite astonished at how accessible it was, like what accessibility looks like, in the fact that they had like an Auslan interpreter, they had captions, they had written like a description of what was going on with the content. It was amazing, and it really made me ponder how this should be the new normal.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it helps all of us, you know. Even if you think about how much captions are now on every video you might watch, so you can secretly watch videos when you're looking at your social media, everything's automatically captioned, and it just provides different ways for us all to access information. So it's good for all of us to include access within it. I think it's becoming more on our radar as a community as well. When you think about the amount that Auslan was used recently in the news with the fires, and then again with COVID, I'm seeing a lot more Auslan around. There seems to be a lot more awareness and inclusion, which is great to see. And a lot of our events going online is also providing enormous opportunities to include and allow a lot more people to access events. So it's a really great opportunity. We host a bit of a breakfast information session here at Accessible Arts, and our last one that we held that was online had three times as many people attend.
Oh, wow.
It was huge, and we had inquiries from overseas and interstate. So there's all these amazing opportunities for us to share and experience and learn and grow online in a new way, in a new format, which is really exciting. It's not for everyone. Obviously, it's not a format that works for everyone, for older people or people that may not have the funds to access technology in the same sort of way, or Indigenous communities. But it is certainly another tool that we can use, and that can be for a lot of people, especially when so many venues are not very physically accessible, this is a really great tool to allow, say, wheelchair users to be able to see performances. And that's a wonderful thing. I sort of hope that in many ways we continue to use what we've learnt during this time to increase access and have online events as well continue into the future, because it is really fabulous.
Absolutely. And even having, you know, online events or events after COVID, when we do start doing it in person, to have it streamed afterwards or make it accessible online afterwards would be great for a lot of people. Just before we finish up on chatting about this, what do you think are some good tips for making online events more accessible for everyone? Or if there's someone listening thinking, I'm about to host an online event, where should they go for information?
If you type into your web browser Accessible Arts Top 10 Tips, you'll find our Top 10 Tips for Running Accessible Online Events, and it's a really good place to start. It gets you, gives you all the ideas to prepare, and if you're keen to talk further, you can always give us a bell or drop us an email as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. Always a pleasure.
Thanks,
chatting
Marlene.
To you.